Welcome back to the Daily Win, a Today App podcast. My name is Shea Antunes. I'm excited to bring you part two of our conversation with co-founder of Future Legacy Partners, Krista Hawkins. If you haven't listened to part one, I highly suggest that you press pause and go back and listen to part one, because part two is very much a continuation of our conversation. Krista and I really dive into some really cool specific health coaching pointers. If you've met Krista and you've met me, you should be taking health pointers from Krista, not from me. And she has some really great advice and some really cool just overall holistic ways that you can, you know, become a healthier person, a healthier leader, that your body can feel better, and that just everything that you do and how everything you do, everything you ingest, all the rest that you get, it all ties into how we can work better as overall functioning people. So you'll definitely want to listen to this part. So again, thank you so much for joining us today. And here's part two of my conversation with Krista Hawkins. Today's show is brought to you by Process Freak. Process Freak is a new software program that's available for agencies that will help you as an agency owner take your business to the next level. And what do I mean by that? Well, we're all wanting to run our businesses in such a way where we have good, consistent, clean processes across the board, from everything for how to market to a potential auto insurance customer, to how to run an appointment, to how we need to open the office each morning. We have processes for everything. And if you're anything like how I've been, I have processes that are all over the place in different Word documents and different PDFs. They're kind of scattered all over the place. What Process Freak does, it's a software program that's intuitive, that comes out of the box with over 200 processes that are specific to your company, with using your company's processes. And so it's a great product that you can help ensure that you'll have consistency across the board with all of your team members, doing things exactly the way that you want them to be done. Essentially, what Process Freak does is it helps you let go of some of the day-to-day tasks within your agency so you can take that step into being that CEO, being that person that is running the business, that's kind of keeping your eye on the big picture of things. And so I highly encourage you to check out our friends at Process Freak. You can do so by going to processfreak.com, and freak is spelled with two E's, F-R-E-E-K, so processfreak.com. You can sign up there. There's a 15-day free trial where you can check it out and see if it's right for you. They have an awesome team, and I think you'll really enjoy working with them. And so if you want to take your agency to the next level and you want to kind of become that CEO, become that entrepreneur, become that agency owner that you want to be, I highly encourage you to check out our friends at Process Freak. Again, it's processfreak.com, and Freak is spelled F-R-E-E-K. Check them out. That you can sign up directly on the website. They have a great 2-week trial. Check it out, and yeah. Tell them that the Daily Win podcast sent you. The past have been the person that I'll drink 100 or 200 ounces of water, but I'm probably also drinking about 50 or 60 ounces of coffee in a day. And I got to a point where I had to do an adrenal gland cleanse to get that working again.
Yes, that is very common.
Yeah, it's easy, right? Because if you're not sleeping well, it's like, oh yeah, I'll enjoy some of this liquid nap. That's, you're just tricking your brain more than anything else. You're a wired, wide awake, tired person versus a sleepy, tired person. We've talked about the positive effects of healthy living, but I mean, I guess we have to look at the other side of that. What are the negative effects of not choosing to make those healthy decisions?
Well, I think it's just the opposite of that. You see people that are tired all the time. They wake up tired. They're tired through the day. They go to bed tired. You've got more of a negative outlook. It's not looking for the positive. It's focusing in on all of the things that are bad or going wrong. You definitely can gain weight. And obviously you're sitting quite a bit. And when you're sitting and you're stagnant, you're not getting up. There's all kinds of things that you can do throughout the day to keep your body moving, but you ache and you hurt more, and then you're not sleeping well, and you're making bad food choices. So a lot of times it's waking up and what can I do to get me up and going? So whatever that might be, whatever you're eating or you're guzzling down to help pump you back up. Well, about an hour, hour and a half later, what goes up must come down. If you're fueling your body with sugar and caffeine, well, that's going to come down. And then you get that bad crash. And if you're not eating, and let's say that bad crash happens, you haven't eaten in several hours, then we make bad choices again because we're starving and we don't have much time. So you're on this roller coaster with food and what you're drinking, and that absolutely affects your mind. And it affects all the people that you're around too. So you have to step back. Am I anxious? Am I cranky? Am I overbearing? Am I on edge? And if you really truly ask the people that are around you that are working with you or living with you, they would probably say, oh yeah, I just stay away. So I know when you're in one of those moods. So it definitely affects you, but it affects your team. And it will affect your family, certainly. And sometimes we can put on that bright face with our clients, like they'll never know because we're really good at faking it during that time. But then they leave and we're like, oh, I'm so exhausted. So then what do I reach for? The big Mountain Dew or something like that to pick me back up. So I think there are a lot of negative effects for sure when we're not taking care of ourselves.
I've seen a trend with myself and a lot of other agents as well, that lunch is challenging. Mm-hmm. Eating something healthy for lunch is an issue because we have a hard time planning that far ahead for something like lunch. What should we eat for lunch?
Any type of fruit or vegetable is always going to be good for your body. And those don't take a whole lot of preparation other than go to the grocery store and get some things that you like. But you could get easily chop up some cauliflower, some broccoli, some carrots, some tomatoes, some peppers, some red peppers. They have tons of vitamin C in them, by the way. And get some hummus or like a non-dairy type dip. You can have some veggies, and then you can just eat, like go and cook on a Sunday, cook a chicken. I had to brag on my husband. He's doing so amazing at his meal preps. And so he cooks all of this chicken or heats pulled pork or fish or whatever. He cooks all this stuff on Sundays and he packages it up and takes it to the office. So it's in the office refrigerator. And so it's right there and it's ready to go. So my advice is, number one, you can make salads. Those are super easy and actually can do them in a mason jar. So you pack them full of just the stuff, not the dressing. You can pack those things full to the very top. It's airtight and those things will stay fresh 5 to 7 days. So you can do easy prep there, grill a bunch of chicken, or if you don't even have time to do that, run to the grocery store. We have a Sprouts, a Whole Foods. They already have prepared, like pulled apart chicken or turkey. And you can have that in your refrigerator with a bottle of dressing and boom, you have a salad. So obviously there's some good, healthy whole food shake mixes. I am a big fan of Juice Plus and we have been drinking those shakes for probably 11 years. And they've got a ton of fiber in them as well. So fiber keeps you full and it's a good thing for your body. And a lot of us are deficient in that. So you can have a good healthy shake for lunch. So there's a lot of things that you can do. Or if you're going to run to a fast food place, make a better choice, make a smarter choice. So find the healthiest thing on the menu. So if you're running to Chick-fil-A, they do have a kale salad and it's pretty good. Or get the grilled nuggets versus the breaded fried nuggets. So there's some things that you can do to better your choice management.
On the topic of salad dressing, that can be a bit of a challenge for folks as well. What salad dressing do we need to choose?
Something like oil and vinegar based is going to be better. And look at the ingredients, like turn the label over. And if it has like 15 things in there that you can't pronounce, don't buy it. So your more natural choices are going to be the better way to go. And you don't need to put a ton of salad mm-hmm. dressing on the salad. So always order the dressing on the side, and that way you have control over how much you put on that.
So Krista, we've been talking a lot about agents and team members rediscovering their why, but I'm curious, what's your why?
I have a pretty strong why. I love helping people become their best selves. And I think that's probably comes honestly from a counseling background. It's just really helping people self-discover who they are, who they're meant to be. They're amazing. I believe that God has gifted every single human being with amazing potential and great gifts. And I think that they need to be untapped. They need to have somebody that believes in them and helps coach them to get to the place where they feel like they are living in their fullest potential. And when it comes to agents and in the insurance industry, obviously I've been coaching them for so many years, and I understand the dynamics of being a small business owner, of being responsible for a team and for wanting to provide for yourself and for your family. And so I believe in them so much, and I believe in what their mission is. I think that they need somebody that helps support and pour into them. Oftentimes you have this like rugged barrier, like I have it all together because I always have to look like I have it all together because I own a business and I don't turn that off. Everywhere I go, I am that business. I'm that expert to my team. I go home and I need to be the provider for my family. And so there's nowhere where they can break down that exterior and just like really talk and work and heal. And so I'm super passionate about that. And obviously super passionate too about helping people become the healthiest individuals from a holistic standpoint. So that's why I went back to school in 2011, 2012, and got a holistic health coaching certification. So I think it's hand in hand. I think that I just have such a strong desire to help people become their best selves.
We can't help anyone else if we're not helping ourselves, right? Like the whole, we've all been on airplanes. They give us the tutorial, put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on the kids, because the kids aren't going to get the oxygen mask if you're not breathing. One thing that has been a common thread that I've seen with agents across all carriers, really, and independent agents as well, is team member recruiting and team member retention is tough right now. Or what do agents need to be thinking about when it comes to current team member retention?
Well, number one, remember that they're human beings first. And so focus on them as a person first, and then as a professional who is in a meaningful role working together as a team. And I think it's super important. And I think oftentimes we are looking for that person who is going to sell. Are they going to sell, and are they going to take care of my customers, and can they pass the tests? So, and if they can, that's awesome. Is their background check going to clear? Okay, awesome. Do they have a heartbeat, and are they going to show up? Great. Well, I think, again, like I said earlier, we're all gifted. We all have something that we're really passionate about. So spending time finding out, okay, besides the paycheck in this job, what do you like about it? What fuels your spirit? What are you passionate about? And then being able to connect the dots of what you do in the industry, what you do for your clients, and how that feeds in to their passion points. And then beyond that, then you take the paycheck that they're going to receive, help them see that the more that they help others and they tap into their passion and what they should be doing in their role and their responsibility, their paycheck is going to grow, which is great. So beyond paying your main bills, what would you like your income to do for you and your family? So I'm painting a picture and I'm helping my team members dream a little bit more, because they're going to say, well, I got to pay the bills. Okay, that's great. So you're paying your mortgage, or you're paying your rent, paying your gas and your water. Beyond that, what would you like to do with your money? And helping them figure out, okay, well, what I'd like to save, or I would like to buy a house one day, or I want new furniture, or I want to send my kids to a private school, or we've always wanted to go on this vacation. And then we get them to dream, and then we help them create a vision board. And you can do that on a 5x7 or an 8x10 sheet of paper, frame it, have them put that on their desk, and guess what they're looking at all the time. So when the going gets tough in their job, because it does, they have a purpose, right? That's beyond the paycheck, but they can also connect their paycheck with what they want to do for themselves or their family. So I think retaining team members, that's a huge piece. And then developing them, helping them see who they are, helping them get better at doing the daily tasks, of course, but how do they become that person that they have always desired to become? So I think it's a lot bigger than finding the right person who passed the test and shows up to work. And I would say a lot of agents are guilty of this. They bring them in with the best intentions. They pass the test, they do their modules with whatever company they're with, and they're ready to go. And the agent is like, okay, you sit with Susie for a half day, you sit with Becky for a half a day, and we'll do that for a couple of weeks and rock on. And here's the database where we have our word checks, and go there first. And then they don't show up to help train them or truly develop them in a better way, because they get busy and they don't do their one-on-ones. They're not consistent. They get busy and they're not doing the team meetings, other than here's where we're at with our numbers and we need to be somewhere else. So that team member signed up for a job, and this sounds harsh, the agent lied to them, because the agent had promised them an environment, a culture, right? Training, development, and didn't hold true to their end of the bargain. And then they wonder, why is this team member not staying with me?
So how long has Future Legacy been in business?
We just celebrated our 3-year anniversary.
So 3 years in business, that's a huge milestone to get to. How do you see your business evolving over the next 3 to 5 years? Because, I mean, you can draw a direct line back to where you were 3 years ago when you started to now, and I'm sure it's evolved a lot in that short period of time. So where do you see your business evolving?
We're growing. We have a mentor and he gave us some great advice. He said, stick with your main bread and butter at first, which is our team series, and get that rocking and rolling, and then expand from there. Don't have so many irons in the fire that you get distracted. And that is so easy to do. And so I feel really good about our team series. It's excellent. We started at the end of January every year, and we finish at the end of October. And we're meeting with these same teams every other week with a set curriculum. We have 18 different sessions and over 70 topics that we coach out, and we give tools and resources and a platform for communication and a community, because we have a few small group of number of agencies in each time slot. So they don't feel like they're on an island. So I feel really great about our team series. And so this past year we added to our coaching team. And so now there are 4 of us that are coaching our team series. We'd like to continue to grow our coaching team as we grow in our client base. We piloted a fast track team series that meets weekly. It's the same number of sessions, 18 sessions, same content, but we know that now we have graduates, and those agencies, we have several that have wanted to come back through again. And so we wanted a platform for them to be able to come back through in a weekly basis that starts in January, ends in May. And then we start up a new one in July, and then we end in December. And so that's something new that we added in to our, I guess, our platform this year. We're also developing a leader series. And with my private coaching and Wendy's private coaching, along with just coaching agency leaders for 25 years, we are seeing common themes on things that they want to be coached on. So we've developed tools and resources and communication and coaching around those things. So we thought, let's develop a curriculum around that with the same type of format where we have a small group of leaders that will be in a time slot together and we will coach that out, but it will just be for the leaders. We just did a survey to all our former agency leaders that went through the team series with us the past 3 years. And we compared that with what we thought that curriculum should look like, and it was congruent. We were right on the money. So we are in the process of developing that. Our company does have 3 different sectors. So Future Legacy Partners is all about business owners and teams. We have Future Legacy Leaders, which is Wendy's baby. She's got an incredible curriculum that she designed for teenagers. And it's so amazing. So we have brainstormed thoughts around ramping that up. Then we have Future Legacy Wellness. And with my health coaching background, one of my goals is to eventually grow my wellness team to have a team of coaches that will work with all humans who want help in that area, but certainly business owners. We have a corporate platform that we have developed just obviously for employees of bigger companies. It's already going, it's already in play with some companies, and we can definitely grow that avenue. So we have big plans for growth and development. We have a lot of people that we'd like to touch and really help them, like I said, live their best, most meaningful life.
So Krista, one final question that we like to ask all of our guests is, what is a book or a class or a podcast or another resource that you would recommend to our listeners for their own self-development?
I have a few. So my mentor recommended that I listen to or read The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham. And it's a really great book. I actually purchased the book and listened to it on Audible. And one of the things he talks about in that book that I loved is having thinking time. Actually have a pen and paper and no outside distractions. Grab your cup of coffee or your hot tea, and you actually have time to think through. And he gives you set questions throughout the book that are nice prompts for you to be able to like really brainstorm and think through. And so I love that. I love The Best Yes by Lisa Turkhurst. And I think there's a lot of really great opportunities that are out there for us, things that we could say yes to. Yet a lot of times we get distracted and it takes us away from doing the thing that might be our best yes. So I love that book. And then another one that I love, and I've used this a lot with my Juice Plus team, is Train Your Brain by Dana Wild. And she also has a podcast, and it's just the power of the mind. One thing that she talked about early in one of the first chapters of the book, you can sit there and she will take you through an experience, have you think about something that was really amazing and great and a great memory. And you're thinking those things and your body is lighter. Your breath is so much better. You feel happier. And then in the same moment, 30 seconds later, she'll have you think about a really stressful time or a stressful memory. And it is amazing what your brain just did to your body. And you didn't change locations. You didn't change the seat you were sitting in. The only thing you changed was your thoughts and how that affected your body, your heart rate, how you felt. And so the power of the mind is just incredible. What we feed our brain believes. And so I'm really passionate about that, as if you can't tell. And then I like Rory Vaden's books, Procrastinate on Purpose and Take the Stairs. Anything John Gordon writes, he's great to follow on Instagram or Facebook. I've read, and probably you have too, The Energy Bus or Soup. He's got really great real life examples in his books, and he's just such a positive person. Yeah, you just pulled them all out. So I love anything that John Gordon writes. And from a faith-based standpoint, my devotion that I have right now is by Christine Kane. And it's good. She's got a great book called Unexpected, and it's moving from anxiety of the unexpected to really trusting God.
I love Christine Kane. Like, she's one of my all-time favorite people.
I did that Bible study 2020.
Krista, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. I've taken 2 pages of notes, and I hope all of our listeners are doing the same. Before we sign off, how can our listeners connect with you and learn more about Future Legacy?
Well, I would love it if you would visit our website. So you can go to www.ourfuturelegacy.com. And so you can get into contact with us there. You can go on Facebook. We have Future Legacy Partners. It's a page. You can go in, you can like it. We interact there. We're on Instagram, or obviously you could send us an email at info@ourfuturelegacy.com. So we would love to hear from you. If you're wondering about any of our services and if they might be the right fit for you or your team, contact us. Let's do a discovery call and we'll see if we're a fit. We are not for everybody at that particular time. If they're needing something else that we don't provide, then we will definitely like that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Krista. We'll be sure to include the website information for everyone that's listening. It'll be in the show description, so you can click the link there. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Thank you all so much for listening to part 2 of our conversation with Krista Hawkins of Future Legacy Partners. Again, if you want to learn more about potentially working with Future Legacy, you can visit their website at ourfuturelegacy.com, or you can email them at info@ourfuturelegacy.com. That information is also included in the show description. I'm so happy to be back with the podcast. Our break was good and needed, but we're back and we're rejuvenated and we're excited more than ever to bring you more and more content to help you as business owners, as team members, as insurance agents, and just as overall leaders in life. So we're super excited to be back in 2 weeks, we will be back with Kirk Baker. Kirk Baker is a multi-line agent that has won about every award you can possibly win in the area of life insurance within the industry. He's been $1 million round table, but not just MDRT top of the table. That's the elite of the elite when it comes to life insurance agents in the world. He's also won just about every award that you can win with his company. He's a lifetime President's Club winner. He's a multi-line agent. He's done it all. And Kirk is a really great guy. I've had the privilege of meeting him on a few occasions, and he really brings a lot of great wisdom. This interview is going to be a lot different than most interviews we do. Kirk gives presentations all the time, and you're actually going to get his like keynote presentation that he's giving to agents around the country. And so you can download it, listen to it while you're on your walks or working out or riding in the car, and you'll really get a lot out of that. So thanks again to Krista Hawkins from Future Legacy Partners for joining us, and we're excited to be back. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Hope you each have a winning day.